They are great. One on one long distance line. Good morning.
Christmas.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to comment on about that guy going sneaking downstairs. Doing the thing with his...
Easy now. Let's be delicate. The man was having a liaison with a friend's wife who lived in the apartment downstairs. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, just come to Culpeper and everything. Hey, there's plenty of girls up here that show him a good time.
You're a Culpeper miss, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, there you go. You hear that, Buckaroo? You don't have to sneak around with your friend's wife. Here's a Culpeper girl willingly beckoning you.
That's right.
All right.
I just want you to know also that I listen to you every morning when I go to work. You're going to chill. You're going to make me wreck. I'm laughing so much.
Well, that's great. What kind of work you do?
I'm construction. OSD construction.
That's great. You sound like a real woman to me.
That's right.
Kind of woman that can eat corn on the cob vertically. Yeah. Just all in one yank. Oh.
You got it.
Done. Cob is clean and ready for wiping.
That's right.
Yeah. All right there, little miss. Well, I won't take your number because 10,000 men will call and say, who was that Culpeper construction girl? But I'm sure you keep a pretty busy docket, right? You got a lot of friends and stuff like... Yeah, I thought so. All right, well, you'll be fine on your own then. Because I'm not a big mix-and-match kind of boss jock. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Later, Dave.
Yeah. Please don't call me Dude. But thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's coming soon. We got to prep everybody. We're going to make three teams. Kind of interesting. We've been holding it for you. Kind of, we want to work up ahead of steam. Somebody is going to win a trip to Cancun, buddy. Is it good? Let me take another call. 101, hello.
Hey, good morning. I'll make it quick here. You know, I was talking about a wacky story about when I was little, my mom and daddy used to hobble a little bit. And they told me one time when I was little, I saw them all snugged up after dinner, sitting there on a chair holding each other. You know, I didn't pay no attention to it. They told me to go out and play. So I went on out to play a little bit, you know, and what the heck, I got thirsty, and I wanted to come in the house. This is out in Frederick County. I was out on a farm, folks from Montgomery County, you know, there she's a nice-looking lady, you know, and I come back in and I was thirsty, and man, I heard this beat, a boom and a boom and a boom, you know, I just said, what in the world? So I run upstairs, and I was all freaked out, and I listened to this song, he's coming through the ceiling, and I banged on the door. I said, Mommy, Daddy, you okay? They said, yeah, we're fine. Go away. Go back out and play. So I went out and played a little while, and I come back in. They were still at it. And then I watched him come out of the bedroom, jumped across the floor, run on in the bathroom, closed the door, and, you know, in the old routine. But I tell you, it was really wild.
Oh, it's a true story. I'm waiting for the punchline here. You're telling me a true story about a horribly traumatic childhood experience.
Well, it was. They didn't want to tell me what was going on, but they were in there hobbling.
Ah, so it would seem, sir.
Yeah. All right. Then, hey, Chris, man.
All right, thank you.
Listen, hold on.
I do have to run,
just
sir.
Just one quick. Then he ran off, and then she ran off with somebody else for a while, and then came back, and then they're still living happily.
Ah, that's Mom, and they're still together, huh?
You do a good job, though, Grease. I really love you.
Hey, unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. I can't believe after all that crap, they're still together. No, not your parents. I'm talking about the cheeks of my poo. That's awful. All right, there. Here come the professional trivia team. Yes, determined. The Bud team, the Bud Dry team, the Bud Light team. Knowing full well there's a trip to Cancun at stake. Answer some questions. And glory could be yours. All right. Yeah, buddy. All right. Let's hear from the Bud team. Let's hear from the Bud Light team. All right, let's hear from the Bud Dry team. Fight. All right. There they are. Listen to them. They're actually having a scrimmage in the hallway. All right. We're going to go in order here. It's an elimination round. You put your heads together when I ask the questions, and you could be on your way to Cancun. You'll qualify for the trip. Your name will go in the hopper. Okay, Bud team. What five, let's do this one. Only one Redskin offensive lineman in club history has scored an NFL touchdown. Who's the guy? Bud Team, only one Redskin offensive lineman in club history has scored an NFL touchdown. Who could that wild man be? It was Joe Jacoby. All right. Yeah, I know. Bummer. But hey, the Bud Light team is eager, and now they might seize on this. What five NFC teams have never played the Redskins in a playoff game? What five NFC teams have never played the Redskins in a playoff game? Bud Light team? Saints? It's a hard...
Oh, God.
I'm tired. Time's up, man. All right. Who is the... let's go to the Bud Dry team. Who is the defensive lineman who scored a fourth-quarter touchdown in the Redskins' 1982 NFC Championship win? You can do it. Anybody? All right, let's...
The other list is easy.
Yeah, all right, let me find that. Let me ask some other questions. We'll go one more round, okay? The band is playing outside, and they're eagerly waiting to assemble to congratulate the winning team. So we'll do another round there. All right. Since obviously we couldn't go with the intense list, let's go with the easier list. Which Redskin has the most field goals in a single season? Bud Team. Mark Mosley, okay. They're one of them. All right, let's see if we can, let's do the Bud Light team, Bud Light team. Which former Redskin player was the Redskins coach in between George Allen and Joe Gibbs? Jack Pardee is right. Okay, let's see if the Bud Dry team can stay in the competition. Which Redskin kicker has the record for the most consecutive field goals without a miss?
Oh, yeah, Mosley.
Mark Mosley.
Eliminated.
Bud Dry is eliminated. Okay, time for the trivia off between the Bud and the Bud Light team. Former Redskin Timmy Smith holds the Super Bowl record for the most yards, 204, against the Broncos in 1988. Who holds the Redskins record for the most rushing yards ever and which game?
Riggs.
No? It's Gerald Riggs at 221 yards against the Eagles in September 1989. All right. If the Bud Light team can answer this question, they qualify for the big trip. Who holds the NFL record for the most rushing touchdowns in a single season? The year was 1983. How many rushing touchdowns did he score that season? Boy, this is tough. No. It was John Riggins with 24 touchdowns. So, they're still tied. What do we have?
It's between these two.
It's between those two.
We'll throw out one question, whoever gets it right, that team.
One question, whoever gets this right. Well, how do they do it? The first person to yell it out. Okay.
Raise your hand.
Sammy Baugh holds the Redskin record for the most passing yards in a single game with 446 against the Yanks in 1948. Which modern-day Redskin quarterback is second on that list?
He's first to raise his hand.
Mark Griffin threw for 442 yards against the Atlanta Falcons in November 90. Yeah! I direct your attention to the picture window. The fireworks are now going to spill out. Budweiser! Yes, the Bud team is... There's the bee. And it looks like they could very well be off to Cancun. Thanks to all the teams that played. It was another great round of fun from Budweiser at DC 101. It's 17 minutes after 9. The Grease in charge. DC 101 at Skinner. Give me 3 steps. Give me 3 steps. 20 minutes after 9 with the Grease Board, 321-101 there. 1-800-33-DC-101. Feel free to dial me up at any time for any reason. 101, good morning. Good morning. Good day to be on the radio. Another cloudy, messy day, and I am so fed up with this rain. Spotty drizzle. And then tonight, a 40% chance of showers in the evening. Saturday, mostly sunny and mild with a high temperature low 50s. The outlook for Sunday, variably cloudy and becoming breezy. Chance of morning showers, high 45 to 50. So that's the name of that tune. As we continue to have sloppy conditions here in the nation's capital. But we're laughing. We got the pita pockets. BJ Pumpernickel says, come on in. Super Bowl parties, they'll line you up. You really should call and get one of their brochures. Why don't you just do that? Dial 924-1400 and let them explain all the goings-on. 101, hello.
Please, my wife is mad at you.
What's she mad about? Louder and faster. What's up?
No, she can't stand your tie. There's nothing wrong with grease. But you know what she says she would like to do? She said she'd like to tie you to a tree and dump a whole bunch of milk on you and let her cat lick you to death. She said that.
She did say that. No, what I prefer to do is baste the hydraulics in a mixture of breadcrumbs and egg whites. You lay it in there and then slam it in the microwave about 10 seconds, get it all on there nice, and then you slam it in your fish tank, let the guppies have at it. Ooh. Whoa. Oh, man, are you talking something sweet? Especially if you got one of them big 15, 20-gallon fish tanks. Now, this is actually how it sounds, you know, because I got one of those aerator things in my fish tank. So I'll approach it, you know, I kind of sneak up on the fish. Because they dart when that massive shadow comes across the top of the water. And then, and then I get, that's right over the aerator thing. One day I was just so into it, I didn't realize there was one fish in there. I was checking me out a little more detailedly than I was used to. Of course, I had my head back because the guppies, you know, they were doing such good work. I wasn't looking in the tank. What's to look? I've already seen that mermaid enough times. You're not going to envision her. So I'm leaning back like this. And all of a sudden... Oh, that's good. Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, what a fool I was. I was about to ding, thou, doink, and induce a feeding frenzy. I love it when I do that because the guppies go completely nuts. Little did I know, some wise guy had put a meat-eating carnivore in there. It eyed me from stem to stern, tried to find a smooth patch without nodules. There I was, leaning back. In a fool's paradise, when suddenly it came at me with its jaws open. There, to show you what a real man I am, its teeth locked around that bad boy, and they just went clang. It broke off three teeth, and then it swam away doing this. Yep. I'm sorry there, Mr. Jaws. You obviously didn't realize who you were stealing. Now, you guppies, back to work.
The end of civilization.
The bombs are falling!
The whole world's gonna blow up anyway, so we should just do whatever we want.
Your first date. Some things will always be scary. But in the fall of 1962...
Call Oakview Treatment Center. It's 27 after 9. Oh, man, this is a sexy one here. I love this man, David Lee. I'm a homie. Contestable shoes. DC 101, it's David Lee. I'm the key. Yeah. Oh, man. You got a man. You got a man on the line 28 minutes before 9 o'clock. Just a man. Oh, sure, people occasionally will raise accolades, but in the final analysis, I want them to put that on my tombstone. He was just a man.
Johnny Pokey. He's a buzz jock to me. Johnny Pokey. How we love you as you make a shriek from day to day. You give fertile ground for all our minds to dance and play. Johnny Bucky, how I love him. No one else can support the voice he's got. When I hear it makes my estrogen go flip the deep flop. I remember just how dull the days could be. They seemed eternity. No fun in there for me. I'm so thankful that since you've come along, we joke and play a song. My God, what a schlong. Johnny Bucky, he's so manly. Such a meaty, beady trouser package. Look at all the bruises on my gin from Dudette Slappage. In the morning, all the fun you can't resist. We love you so, of course. I'm just like a horse. Got an endless topicality list. The shrieking is tremendous. What? Big appendage, Johnny Bucky. Keep on rocking. Lift our spirits ever higher still. With a twinkle in your eye, don't let that bone dry spill. Loves his hobble doogie. Also Bill McKinney.
Now let you just drop them pants. Just take them right off. Just drop them, boy. Before get up and give you a rack.
I mean, what's this all about?
Yeah, man.
There you go, Ned.
Yeah, thank you. That's Angus in there. One of their many wacky presentations. Johnny Bucky. 4321101 there. Good. All right, you sure I'll take some phone calls. Why not dial me up? Feel free. In between the pita pockets, don't mind me if I sound like I'm chewing while this rock I'm doing. And wish I could get some sunshine for you. I am doing my rootin' tootinest, although the weather forecast is a tad on the depressing side. Spotty drizzle ending later in the morning, then we'll end up with a cloudy day. However, while it will be warm, 50 degrees, we're expecting rain later on tonight. The good news is Saturday's supposed to be sunny. 101, hello.
Greaseman.
Yeah.
Somebody said I should call you up and ask you about your first hunting trip.
You don't want to hear about my first hunting trip.
Yeah, I do. He said it's the funniest thing you ever heard on the radio.
Well, all right. The reason is it's humiliating. That's why I don't like to talk about it. We went out hunting bear. We was bear. Been out there all day long and didn't see a damn thing. Well, the noonday sun was high in the sky and I was a little parched. I laid down my rifle. And I went to take a drink out of the stream. Well, I didn't realize that there must have been a couple of cubs nearby or something. Because there I am on my hands and knees. And who's looking at me? But a bear. Well, I panicked. I can't remember my exact quote, but I think I said something like... something like that. It might have been... might have been a bunch of them. I can't remember exactly, but I do remember being terrified. Forgetting completely about my gun, which was lying uselessly there on the ground, I took off. And that bear was right behind me. I could feel its hot breath on the back of my neck. I knew it'd be seconds before I felt teeth clamping into the back of my head. Wouldn't you know the bear fell down? I thought, thank God. So I'm running, but a man is no match for a bear, because they look clunky, but I tell you, gentle Ben can haul ass. So I'm like running as fast as I can, and all of a sudden, I can actually hear the hoof beat. The paw beat. Where do you go? You know how they lumber, and it's right on top of me again. I'm thinking, oh, God. The bear slips. Boom! Falls down again. Finally, I'm headed for the clearing, and I see my buddies. My buddies up ahead. I'm like, hey, I found a bear! Somebody! I'm running right toward them, and the bear slips and falls again, and one of my buddies stands up, takes careful aim, and kills it. And they all came up to me and said, that's the bravest thing I ever saw. You leading that bear across the field with him hot on your tail like that, slipping and sliding. Hell, if it had been me, I'd have taken a mashup in my pants. I said, what do you think that bear was slipping in anyway, huh?
The automotive press is very stingy about handing out awards.
Yeah, Dial-A-Mattress. What a great way to buy a mattress, Dial-A. When you think about it, I mean, who really has the time? I mean, if you don't have a life and you got all day long to go to mattress shop after mattress shop after mattress shop after mattress shop, let's face it, a mattress is a mattress. Certa Perfect Sleeper, Sealy Posturepedic, Waterbed, a mattress is a mattress. What you really want is the lowest price. Well, Dial-A-Mattress has got warehouse pricing. Dial-A-Mattress, and plus the best thing of all, they'll bring it, they'll set it up, they'll take down the old one. Whatever you want them to do, they'll do a Dial-A-Mattress. If you move and leave that old nasty mattress behind, call Dial-A-Mattress. 1-800-MATTRES. That's 1-800-MATTRES. Dial toll free. And you tell them what time you want that thing delivered. Express 2-hour delivery. You pick the day and the time you want that mattress delivered. You're the boss, and the delivery's on approval. You like it, you pay the driver. If not, send it back at no charge. You got to be totally satisfied. Dial-A Mattress, trained bedding consultants. You call them up and you tell them you got a crick in your neck, you got an ache in your back. You tell them what you like, what you don't like, and chances are that bed will be right the first time. So call Dial-A Mattress. You owe it to yourself to have a good night's sleep. Call Dial-A Mattress, 1-800-MATTRES. Dial-A Mattress. They are absolutely, positively the best. 19 before 10 with the Grease City Mop of Blessed Relief. Got Dusty, who's gearing up for action. Yeah. And he's ready to do some work for his block rocking. Talk about sweet. Let me get sweet emotion on here. The Grease and Aerosmith. DC 101, that's Aerosmith. Sweet emotion. It's about 15 minutes before 10 o'clock. 4321101 is my telephone number. Let me tell you what's going on tonight at the Bayou. It's Loyal Listener Night. That means DC 101 Loyal Listeners at the Bayou in Georgetown really get a lollapalooza of a bonus. First 101 people to get there. First 101 people who get there show their DC 101 Loyal Listener card at the door and get $1 off their ticket price. Tonight's bands are Blue Miracle and Jupiter Coyote. So to get your DC 101 Loyal Listener Club card, call 301-588-0101. Tell us DC 101 is the station you listen to most. And you'll be glad you did, Lord. 101, good morning.
Hi, Grease Man.
Yes, ma'am.
It's so good to hear from you, talk to you again. I talked to you before. I have just one brief comment for you, and then a question real fast.
Okay.
The comment I have is about your audience. I'm a little bit worried that my friends from Hagerstown didn't make it today because I haven't heard any weird barking sounds from the audience. Curtis?
Yeah, they're here. They're on their best behavior.
Is
they're
Curtis
here.
Barking?
Yeah, they're here. What's your question, ma'am?
Okay, my question is, I have a brother who just recently started dating after 12 years of marriage.
Oh, God.
And I was wondering if maybe you could consult with the Hubble de Gaga handbook.
Why, he can't...
Give me any advice, maybe, for him.
How old is he?
He's 32, and he has 5 children.
Oh. Stay right, breathe!
Well, maybe one question you could answer for me. What should the length of a first date be, maybe?
Well.
And why?
The length of a first date?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, somebody said it shouldn't last more than 2 hours.
Now, I've never heard that.
Well.
I think if you're attracted to each other, there should be an immediate snarling upon arrival at the house. Because there's so much pressure involved in dating nowadays. You know, you go out with somebody, you have the dinner, then you wonder. You go out to the movie, then you wonder. Then you're back at her place, you're playing Scrabble, then you wonder. Then whether you make a feeble attempt, she says, oh, no, let's not ruin it. She's thinking, oh, God, yes, I really want this man because he looks like everything I'd like, but if I give him that immediate snarling, maybe he won't call back again. Yes, he will. I think we just start the date out. Immediate snarling. Hi, nice to see you. Good to see you. Oh.
No, I don't.
Now you've removed
that.
The sexual mystery, the tension. Then you can have a nice night. You'll enjoy the dinner. You won't think to yourself, gee, she's ordering the veal flambe. I wonder if I'm going to get anything out of it. You'll enjoy. You already had your snarling. You're relaxed. You're leaning back in your chair.
Well,
she likewise doesn't have to worry about when he's going to make some pathetic little move on her, when his arm is going to throw over her in the movie theater, have some wrestling match. I say, just to get it behind you so that you can enjoy a nice date. What do you think?
Grease, do you really think that's a good idea? Because he really hasn't had any for over 2 years. I'm saying that's
why the woman should help him out.
Okay, well, I'll...
Give him her salutations on her back.
All right. I'll give him that advice, Grease.
And this only applies, by the way, if you're mutually attracted. If she's like, oh, God, I have a hot date. He's really kind of a sweet guy. And she's like, this unit is built for speed. How nice.
Yeah.
Then I say, immediate snarling, and then you can have a wonderful night.
Well,
then you won't be doing things just in the hopes that there'll be some sort of English.
Yeah, well, he already had one date, and he really, really wasn't too attracted to her, but he decided to go out with her again, and... Even though he doesn't really like her, but...
That's another thing. You shouldn't go out with people you don't like. If you like her, you like her. I mean, a dating world is hard enough without going out with people you don't really like. I mean, sometimes being alone doesn't necessarily mean that you're lonely. Yep. I'll never forget when I was going out with Sadie Feldman. I had to go over to her house and meet Mr. and Mrs. Feldman. Back in the days when kids still did that. Nowadays, they just get on the back of the motorcycle, give you the fingers, you stand there on the porch. Can I meet the young man? Boing, he's gone. But I went over there in my tie, and I'm talking to Mr. and Mrs. Feldman. I'm thinking, Sadie is really a sweet girl in there. Excuse me a second. I went to the bathroom, closed the door. And her father's like, so tell me, young man, what are your plans for young Sadie and yourself? Where are you going tonight? I said, well, I thought I'd take her to the movies, and Then after that, you don't mind, sir. We'll go out and get an ice cream. Oh, excuse me a second. I went back in the bathroom. He's looking at his wife going, what's wrong? Sadie, does this young man have a problem? I came back out and said, so anyway, we're going to get an ice cream. And then I thought, if it's okay with you, and only if it's okay, we'll be back by 11, but I'd like to sit on the porch with Sadie for an hour in that swing that you got there, and Sadie and I could rock back and forth and look at the moon, and excuse me a second. I went back in the bathroom. And her father said, Sadie, what's wrong with this young man? Keeps getting, has he got diabetes or some kind of disease that causes frequent bathroom trips like that? What is going on? Is he... Frankly, I don't know if I want you to go out with the young man. It's got... The mother said, don't worry, I'll check this out. Father said, I want him to go out with a boy with disease. So the mother knocked on the bathroom door, and I was standing in there arranging my tie. She said, son, are you sick? What's wrong? Why are you in here all the time? I said, well, to be honest with you there, Mrs. Feldman, that Sadie is so beautiful that all I got to do to get 10 hunt, if you don't mind my saying, is look at her and... I'm embarrassing myself. So I come in here and throw a little water on myself, a little cold water, splash myself, settle myself down. Well, then when we were talking about going to the movies, and I pictured myself sitting next to Sadie, I couldn't help myself, and I was 10 hurt again, so I had to come in here and splash water on myself. And then finally, when we were talking about sitting there on the porch looking at the moonlight, I was so 10 hurt, I had to come in here and get that cold water. She looked at me for a second and walked back out to the living room and said to her husband, hey! A disease like that, you should have.
The radio show that dares to be different. The Grease Man, DC 101.
All right, well, it's martini time.
La, 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 la.
That means a long time to think of this creature in 416, St. Helpful, the critical liquid takes me far from my problems and far from all my pain.
Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Thanks to B.J. Pumpernickel's for all the Peter Pockets, for those beautiful cakes. They were incredible. Thanks, guys. Don't forget B.J. Pumpernickel's 924-1400. They're an only when you're having your Super Bowl party. Remember, B.J. Pumpernickel. Dusty's in next. He's going to be Workforce Black Rock, isn't he? And I'm going to scoot like a big galoot, as we used to say back in old Mexico City. Hey!